Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman, and I'm thrilled that you are part of this program. To mark the completion of Sifrei Nevi'im, we are creating a Siyum Scroll, an online place to recognize your accomplishment, as well as hosting several live events. Please check out the details at ou.org/women/Siyum. Again, ou.org/women/Siyum. Mazel tov on this meaningful accomplishment and much continued hatzlacha on your future learning. Please consider donating to support this valuable programming at ou.org/women/donate. And now to today's perek.
Hello, my name is Marcy Stern. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying Sefer Zecharia Perek Chet. When we studied Zecharia Perek Zion in our last year, we discussed the question that the delegation from Bavel presented to the Kohanim and Nevi'im in Yerushalayim. Efkeh b'chodesh ha-chamishi? Should I mourn on Tisha B'Av now that the second Beit HaMikdash is well on its way to completion? From Hashem's response, Hatzom tzumtani ani? Are you fasting for my honor? Is it for me? We understand that Hashem is rebuking the people in Bavel. They did not value the return to Zion or the rebuilding of the bias for seven reasons that the Abarbanel and Malbim cite. Since to them, so many of the expectations for redemption had not materialized, the Navi, in Hashem's name, makes it clear that the fasting will not bring the Geula, the redemption. Rather, following the ways Hashem and treating their fellow man, Betzedek uvimishpat, with righteousness, are the pathways to true redemption. They cause their own afflictions and downfall into the galus, into the exile. So they too are the key to their own salvation. The perek ends with a description of their being scattered in the exile. Perek Chet in Zecharia, one of the most beautiful perekim in Tanakh, is starkly different than Perek Zion. In it, there are 10 declarations from Hashem of how bright the future will be as soon as the people follow in Hashem's ways. 10 times the pasuk begins, Ko amar Hashem tzvakot, so says Hashem, the Lord of the legions. 10 times Hashem repeats that these promises emanate from the master of the universe, the all-powerful, and can truly happen. The people in Bavel did not believe in the incredible potential of this second Mikdash, and had lowered the confidence of those who were building it. And so, Hashem begins, Pasuk Beis, Ko amar Hashem tzvakot, ki neti l'tzion kin agedola, v'chema gedola ki neti la. So says Hashem, I am very zealous on behalf of Yerushalayim. I have a great wrath in my zealousness for her. This wrath is directed towards the goyim that have hurt the Jewish people. The goyim that dispersed you, my Jewish people, as described at the end of the last perek, will find their retribution, all because of my great love for you. If you use this second bayit as a place to daven to Hashem and improve your ways, all the beautiful haftachot, the promises that the people of Bavel doubted, will materialize. As Mitzuras David says, Ba'avur ha'emet v'hatzdaka she'asu, behalf of all the truth and the righteousness that you do. Hine kol ha'tova hazot muchenet lahem, all this good was prepared for them. Im yishmu'u b'koli, if they would listen to me, v'yitpalalu b'bayit and daven in this house. Al ha-ge'ula ha-klalit, on the great general ge'ula, the ultimate ge'ula. Hine avi'em bi'yameihem, I will bring it in their days. V'ho'il v'chein, and being so, ein l'haktin binyan ha-mikdash, do not minimize the building of this second temple. Ki tova meruba tluyabo, because so much goodness is dependent on it. The Barbanel and the Malbim had enumerated the reasons why the people in Bavel minimized the efficacy of the second Mikdash and didn't see it as part of the greater Geula, redemption. The magnificent psukim of Perek Chet are Hashem's response to anyone in doubt as to the incredible potential of the second temple. The people in Bavel didn't believe that Hashem's presence, Hashem's Shekhinah, would return to Eretz Yisrael. To them, Hashem says, Ko amar Hashem, Shafti etzion v'shachanti besoch Yerushalayim. I will return to Zion, and I will dwell in her midst. The people in Bavel thought that Olei Bavel, those Jews who came up to Eretz Yisrael 20 years ago, would eventually be expelled from Eretz Yisrael by Dariavesh, the king of Persia, since he was their overseer. To them, Hashem says, again, one of my most favorite psukim of all time, Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Ko amar Hashem Tzvakot, al od yeshvus kenimus keno berchovot Yerushalayim, ve'ish mishan tov yado meirov yamim. So says Hashem, there will be older women and men who will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim, each holding a mishenet, their cane, meirov yamim, because they are so elderly. People will live long and peaceful lives in Yerushalayim with no fear of the enemy or displacement. Urchovot ha'ir yimalu yeladim v'yeladot mesachakim berchovoteha. And the streets of the city will be full of boys and girls playing in her streets. Bnei Yisrael will be fruitful and multiply as children will play securely in the streets of Yerushalayim. No worries of bombs, no worries of harm. Generations sitting together. The passing on of the Mesorah, the Jewish tradition, from the elderly to the young. The people from Bavel question this aliyah to Eretz Yisrael under Koresh and now Daryavesh, because it was not a complete ingathering of all the exiles. The 10 tribes were not included, and many in different Western parts of the world did not come back to Eretz Yisrael. To them, Hashem says, Ko amar Hashem, hineni moshia et ami me eretz mizrach ume eretz mavo Hashemesh. I will come and I will save my nation from the east and from the lands of the west. Ibn Ezra says, from the east, from Babylonia and Persia, from the west, Mitzrayim, Egypt, and Asher, Assyria. Ve'aveti otam, and I will bring them v'shachnu b'tof Yerushalayim, and they will sit in Yerushalayim. V'hayu li la'am, and they will be my nation. V'ani ehaye lahem l'elokim, and I will be their God. Ve'emet uvitzdaka, because of truth and righteousness. And again, he emphasizes that they will get all of these beautiful haftachot promises on the condition that they act with truth and righteousness. In verse 9, Pasuk Tet, Hashem addresses the fourth reason the people above all questioned the building of the second temple as part of the redemption, the problems with the economy. The destroyed land of Eretz Yisrael had not been restored to its former beauty. To them, Hashem says, Ko amar Hashem Tzvakot, techazakna yedechem. So says Hashem, strengthen your hands. Let your hands be strong. You are in the midst of building the second Mikdash. Don't allow yourselves to be discouraged by the words of your Babylonian brethren. Continue building. Don't be afraid of Tzorei Yehuda or anybody in your midst who tries to prevent the building. Hashem tells them to remember how the Nevi'im, like Haggai before, had encouraged them to rebuild the second Beit HaMikdash in the second year and promised that their poor economy would improve. And see now how that is happening and will continue in the future. Ki zera hashalom, there will be a seed of peace. Hagefen titein piriya, the vines will produce its wine. Ha'aretz titein et yivula, and the land will give its produce. What do we mean by a seed of peace? When food is scarce, dissension grows. When there is abundance, there is peace. Realize the truth of the words of the Nevi'im that were said before and are happening. Believe their words now. The people above all thought the redemption hadn't come since the Jews were lowly amongst the Gentiles and disdained. To them Hashem answers, V'hayaka asher hayitem klala bagoyim. Just as you were a curse amongst the goyim, it says in verse 13, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Kain oshia etchem, v'yitem bracha, I will save you and you will be source of blessing. Al tira, do not be afraid. Techazakna yedechem, strengthen your hands. Having suffered at the hands of the Tzarei Yehuda, the enemies, the Kutim, who had hounded them, attempting to stop their building, these words had to be a particular nechama, consolation. And how appropriate then to reiterate the words, Techazakna yedechem, be strong and build, have no fear. In what way had B'nai Yisrael been a curse to the Goyim? Matzudas David says, Hayitem klala ben ha'amim, you were a curse amongst the nations. Ki talu kilatam bachem, they hung their curses on you, lemor, saying, bekilalotehem, in their curses, tiyu kayehudim ha'umlalim, be like those unfortunate, lowly Jews. How many times have we heard that the phrase, dirty Jew? You're a dirty Jew. That's what the Metzudas David says, means when we were like a klala to them. The Radak says something different. Bavo ra'av omikre rab artsam. When something happened bad in their lands, like a famine or something of that nature. Yomru ki ba'avon Yisrael hu sheshochnim b'nehem. They would say that it was in the sin of the Jews, because of the Jews who lived amongst them. Smacks of the Black Plague, doesn't it? Smacks of blaming Jews for things that happened to them. What will happen if we are deserving? How will this flip? V'hayitem bracha, you will be a bracha, a blessing. Matzudas David says, Ha'akum, the Gentiles, yitlu birchatam bachem, they will hang their brachos on you, lemor, saying, Yesimcha Elokim kayehudim hamutzlachim. Let us be successful like the successful Jews. Or Radak, Shehagoyim yitbarchu bachem, that the Goyim will be blessed through you, as it says, Veheyei bracha, as it says, that you will be the source of bracha, not only for yourselves, but for others. In the midst of these beautiful blessings that can be obtained by Klal Yisrael while taking advantage of davening for the ultimate geula in the Second Temple, the Navi stops to remind them of what they have to do, and how they must act. Psukim Tet Zion through Yud Zion, 16 and 17. And remember that some of these are going to remind us of things that they were blamed for in previous prakim in Zecharia. Dabru emet ish et reyehu, speak truly one to another. Emes. Emes umishpat shalom shiftu b'sharechem, truth and at a peaceful judgment should you judge in your gates. Mishpat shalom, Meforshim say, mean compromise. Ve'ish et ra'at re'ehu al tachshavu b'vavchem. Don't think badly of your brother in your heart. U'shvuat sheker al te'ehavu. Don't love to swear falsely. I've got them into trouble before. Ki et kol eila asher saneti, Hashem says, I hate this all. Obviously, if the Navi has to repeat these directions over and over, the people needed the constant reminders and the constant encouragement that it could be done. How many times do we have to tell our kids, clean up, they don't listen, And we have to say things over and over just to penetrate their souls. The Navi now tells the nation one of the most famous verses of Nechama in any of the books of Tanakh. Ko amar Hashem Tzvakot, so says Hashem. Tzom HaRevi'i, the fast of the fourth month, that is Shivasar B'Tammuz, when they broke into the city walls of Jerusalem. Tzom HaChamishi, the fast on the fifth month, Tisha B'Av. Tzom HaShvi'i, the fast of the seventh month, that's Tzom Gedalia that we spoke about, on the third of Tishrei. V'Tzom HaAsiri, and the fast of the tenth month, that's Asara B'Teves, that's the day when they surrounded the city of Jerusalem. Yihyeh Levet Yehuda L'Sason U'L'Simcha U'L'Moadim Tovim. All these four fasts connected to the destruction will be eventually sason v'simcha, happiness and rejoicing and holidays to the house of Judah. V'ha'emet v'ha'shalom ehavu. As long as you love truth and peace. Obviously, this is destined to be fulfilled during the times of Mashiach and didn't happen during the Second Temple era. Whether the people did fast or not during the Second Beit HaMikdash is a complex question that deserves its own lesson. For us and our parak now, we are laying out the infinite possibilities of what Bayit Sheni could have been had the Jews merited them. Nevu'ah Shehutzrucha L'Doris, the prophecy needed for all generation, is written, and it tells us that they will all be fulfilled in the ultimate redemption at the time of Mashiach. One point, it's fascinating that not only won't there be fasts on those 4 days, but they will be transformed into holidays and days of feasting. How is that possible? How do we take days of tragedy and make them into days of joy? A tragedy many times is a horrible event that seems pointless, arbitrary, unfair. In the times of Mashiach, we will be given the opportunity to get a glimpse of the bigger picture of how Hashem runs the world. We will be able to see that the tragedy had a purpose and was a means to accomplish a greater end. Once we can do that, then we can thank Hashem and be, yes, even joyous. The Churban was a necessary event if we are to get to the ultimate Geula. Kashem shemavorchim al hatov, mevorchim al hara. Just as we bless Hashem for the good that happened to us, we should bless Hashem for the bad. The Navi ends the parak by describing how, in the end, the Goyim will realize the greatness of Hashem and come to Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, Uva'u amim rabim, goyim atzumim, and many nations that are great and very strong will come, levakeshet Hashem tzvakot b'Yerushalayim, ulechalot et pnei Hashem. They will come to seek out Hashem and to daven to him. Ko amar Hashem tzvakot, very last pasuk, bayamim hahema asher yachaziku asabra anashim mikol lashanot hagoyim. In those days, 10 people from the goyim, from each of the 70 languages, that means 10 times 70, 700 people will come. Vehechaziku bichnaf ish Yehudi, and the 700 people will grasp on to the end of the tzitzis of a Jewish person, Lemor, saying, Nelcha imachem ki shamanu Elokim imachem, let us come up with you to the Beis HaMikdash. Ki shamanu, because we heard that God is with you. 700 people on each one of the knafim, on the ends of the tzitzis. There are 4 tzitzis. 4 times 700, 2,800 people around each Jew. B'nai Yisrael, will be an Or Lagoyim, a light unto the nations. They will be a nation that will bring God's knowledge to the entire world. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Listen, O Israel, Hashem that is our God will be the one God for everyone. The potential of this second bias was immeasurable. Keep building, keep striving, the Navi says, to them and to us. Thank you for studying together. L'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.